For 3 years, the Janesville Salvation Army has operated a transitional housing program. So far, the 12 to 18 month program housed the working poor in numerous spots around town, but is now looking to upgrade an apartment building. The watchdog group Americans United for Separation of Church and State says federal funds cannot be used for a building where religious activities take place. The group says residents would be pressured to listen to sermons and similar activities. Major David Tobby of the Salvation Army disagrees and says support for this type of project goes all the way up to the White House.
President Bush, as well as the current government, believes that faith-based organizations are more than welcome to apply for federal dollars, state dollars, city dollars to make a difference in the lives of people. We never require any spiritual activity. We do force people in other avenues, such as they may have to go to the job center, fill out 6 resumes, plug into the food stamps. Those things we can require, but you can't require spiritual activity.
Talby adds the Salvation Army has already put in $200,000 of its own money toward the project and will pay back half of what federal dollars are provided. He says he doesn't know what recourse the organization will take if the money isn't approved. The Janesville City Council is scheduled to vote on the funding soon. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.